how to deal with someone mirroring you, and by doing so, creating confusion?
That's a great question. I think that you deal with that by changing strategies, changing tactics. I think a really good negotiator, cross-examiner, or trial lawyer needs to know how and when to pivot. And so you have to pivot. You got to pivot real fast because otherwise it will cause confusion in the communication to the listener, to the people observing. And you can't have that because confusion, I think, is the real enemy. If somebody doesn't know who to believe or who to listen to, you're in trouble. So you got to pivot. You got to pivot fast, and you need to know how to do that. So changing your style, you got to have different tools in your toolbox.
Yeah, and from practice also. I mean, it jumps out at me that the amount of practice you've done with your team really probably gives you the ability to have that sort of agility in the moment.
I think that's right, Chris. It's the research and it's the practice, the role playing that gives you know then what tactic to employ. It's like, oh, I've seen this scenario before. Maybe I was practicing it late last night with my team, but I've seen this and I now know how to pivot. And the other side hopefully won't be expecting that.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, well said. There's a phrase you use a lot that I'm wondering how it got planted into the code in your brain. You said a bit of grace. Do you know, is that something your mother said, your father? Where'd you pick that up from?
I don't know where I picked it up exactly. It might have been from a friend from the South because it kind of has a southern ring to it. But I think it beautifully encaptures what we all should strive to be. It's to give each other, I think the world would be a better place, Chris, if we all just put ourselves in the other person's shoes. And that's what I mean by give each other a bit of grace. I think a lot of negotiations or conflicts could be resolved if we stopped and thought, how's this person viewing this?
Yeah, amen. Amen. I like that a lot. That's very helpful. You have been fantastic. I admire so much about you as a professional. There's another thing that I'll throw out as we're winding down. I notice you're constantly respectful, regardless of the circumstances. One of the other things that I noticed when I heard you speak when we were in Switzerland, right? We're in Switzerland. You know, you've had enough interaction with Johnny Depp to have, quote, Johnny privileges if you want it. And the other thing that I was really impressed by, like every single time you reference him, you refer to him as Mr. Depp. And you're just relentlessly respectful and conscious of how things would land with other people. And I think that's a great way to live and to thrive. And to have a wonderful life and do really well, and it draws people towards you. So this has been an absolutely delightful conversation. Thank you for making time to be with us today and sharing your wisdom and maybe planting little seeds in all of us where we're giving everybody else a bit of grace constantly.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to be in the presence of a master and a really wonderful human being. So, thank you very much for introducing me to your world and your audience. And I hope that somebody gleaned a little something or felt a little bit inspired, and maybe we'll buy that cup of coffee for the guy behind them.